And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
This is GNW. It is Gay News Weekly. For all of your LGBTQIA plus news, I have so many cool things to share with you today. And my name is Clay Phoenix. We're going to do this in the form of asking questions. So I'm going to ask a question, give a pause, you think about the answer, and then I'll reveal the answer and have a little bit of background about it. So for starters, a school in Fort Worth, Texas, recently canceled a student production of which famous modern gay play? The answer is the Laramie Project. I hope I said that correctly. The Laramie Project. Or Laramie, maybe? I'm not sure. But anyways, the background on it is Timber Creek High School officials did not explain the play's cancellation, but suggested students put on a production of Mary Poppins or White Christmas instead. Officials said students would still have an opportunity to read, discuss, and analyze the play. About the aftermath of the 1998 murder of gay Wyoming College student Matthew Shepard during the school day. Which GOP senator blocked Senator Tammy Duckworth's IVF protection bill because it could lead to human-animal hybrids? The answer is Cindy Hyde-Smith. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, who also voted against the same bill when Duckworth proposed it in 2022, blocked the Access to Family Building Act, claiming protection IVF rights would allow the creation of human-animal hybrids called chimeras. Duckworth emphasized it does nothing of the sorts. Hyde-Smith also claimed the bill would legalize cloning and allow minor girls to become surrogates without their parents' consent. Students held a walkout at Owosso High School in Oklahoma. What were they protesting? The answer is rampant bullying and anti-LGBTQ plus attitudes that may have led to Nex Benedict's death. Nex Benedict was a trans student at Owosso who died last week, just a day after getting beaten in the school bathroom. There's been bullying issues this time. The bullying has gone so far that a student has passed, one former student said. Which animal was recently photographed having gay sex, setting the internet into a frenzy of jokes? The answer, humpback whales. Humpback whales have never been observed having sex, but two brandy males were filmed having a gay old time off the coast of Hawaii. A just-released research paper documents the encounter between the two males and notes that the two circled a boat off the coast before diving down a few meters below the surface to get it on. However, scientists don't call animals gay, lesbian, bisexual, or queer, because the word connotates a human sexual orientation with strong cultural and political implications that are irrelevant to non-human species. Which governor recently blasted Republicans for alleviating the rights of rapists over folks who desperately want to build families? The answer, Gavin Newsom. In the wake of Alabama's anti-IVF ruling, Governor Newsom accused the party of family values of granting more rights to rapists than to families, referring to the fact that GOP-led states continue to enact strict abortion laws that prevent people from obtaining an abortion even when they have become pregnant from rape, while at the same time limiting access to IVF. 44-year-old Tristan Shuford 44-year-old Tristan Shoecraft runs a telemedicine platform that provides free online PrEP for anyone with or without insurance, as well as STI testing in all 50 states, DC, and Puerto Rico. What is the name of the platform? The answer is Mister, spelled M-I-S-T-R. Shoecraft thinks zero HIV infections are within our grasp and told LGBTQ Nation this week that we owe it to those that lost their lives at the peak of the epidemic to get there. What did the American Psychological Association, or also known as the APA, recently say about gender-affirming care for minors? State laws should not restrict it, is the answer. The APA announced a new policy resolution on Wednesday opposing state laws restricting access to gender-affirming care for minors. The resolution said the laws are a direct threat to the mental health and emotional well-being of transgender, gender-diverse, and non-binary youth. The resolution also said that equating gender-affirming care to child abuse has created a distorted perception of the necessary psychological and medical care. Which anti-LGBTQ plus Republican announced that they were stepping down from a major leadership role? The answer is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Senator McConnell announced that he will be stepping down as the leader of Senate Republicans at the end of the year. The announcement comes after questions have been raised about the 82-year-old's mental faculties and the far right of his party became implacable. One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter, he said. So I stand before you today to say that this will be my last term as Republican leader of the state. Duquay Lameek Ritter was recently found guilty on all charges in the first federal hate crimes trial based on gender identity. What was he accused of doing? The answer, murdering a transgender woman. Duquay Lameek Ritter was found guilty of killing a black trans woman identified in court only as Dime Doe. Authorities believed that Ritter and Doe had a sexual relationship that his girlfriend and friends learned about a month before she was killed. Ritter's girlfriend allegedly called him an anti-gay slur after learning of the relationship, which made Ritter extremely upset before he shot Doe to death. Republicans recently helped vote down anti-transgender laws in which states? Iowa, Arizona, and Utah. Republican legislators in Arizona, Iowa, and Utah recently voted down at least three different bills that would discriminate against the trans community. Political observers say the defeated bills could signal a slight change in the state Republican support for anti-LGBTQ plus laws. In a recent study by the PRRI, they have announced that the support for marriage equality has dipped amid these culture wars. A new survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, also known as PRRI, shows support for marriage equality has dipped from a high water mark in 2022. For the first time since PRRI began tracking nationwide support for three key LGBTQ plus rights policies, non-discrimination protections, religiously based service refusals, and same-sex marriage, the group found a decline in support for LGBTQ plus rights across all three measures. Okay, everyone. That is all the LGBTQIA plus news that I have for you this week on GNW. You can follow us on our Facebook page. It is Always Be a Big Deal Podcast. Follow us on there for all of our podcasts, all of our content. It's all in one place. Plus, we soon will have our website back up and running. So, next week on March 18th, please join us for the kickoff of Always Be a Big Deal podcast with myself, Clay Phoenix, and my co-host, Mr. David Harding, aka Miss Nikki Taylor. And then also, in a few weeks, we will be kicking off a brand new show with myself and my beautiful daughter, A.B. Harding. And it is called Can I Eat It? So join us on a food journey as we try new products like Oreos and snack cakes and stuff of the sorts, even drinks. Now, come on, that sounds fun. So join us on a grand adventure as we return to the podcast world. And I do it with my family. Love you all. Always be a big deal and stay gay. Bye.